It's time for Rhema for Today.
You mean we can forgive even as God forgives? Yes. Why can we? Because, you see, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. I'm not operating in natural human love. I'm operating in divine love. Now, can't you see that what we call the Lord's Prayer is on legal law grounds? But Ephesians 4:32 is on the grounds of grace.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, What Jesus Taught About Prayer, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And so after she'd spent 30 days in bed, the doctor said to him, said, I wouldn't put her back. I mean, she's liable to go crazy. In fact, she didn't even know part of the time what happened. And so he said, well, I'm not in favor of divorce and remarriage, because she wasn't a Christian anyway. But he said, let's just go out there and get your stuff, get your things. And she said, oh, Daddy, don't you go out there. Man, you don't know that old man and those boys. They'll kill you. Oh, he said, honey, he said, I've dealt with fellas, you know. He'd been in the underworld. He could mention some men of great prominence in that area. I'm not going to let him bother me. Don't you worry. So they drove up in front of this farmhouse. Now, you see, the reason that she had run, they'd gotten an argument at the supper table. Reading she had run into town there, you see, because she wasn't used to all that. And the old man had kicked the table over. And this is during World War II, and they didn't have electricity yet. Some of them did, but they didn't. They just had a lamp and set the house on fire. And all of them got to fighting one another. And so she ran 5 miles. Don't even remember doing it. And so he went in. You know, old man and old lady now got in a cuss fight. That's where it all started. They got to cussing one another. And so she went in. You know, he just went up to the front porch, you know, the farmhouse, front door, and just opened the door and stepped inside. He didn't wait to knock or anything. And, of course, when he stepped inside, he stepped to one side with his back to the wall. He knew not to turn his back on. The old man and two of the boys were there. And they was just like they're about to jump on him, and he's told his daughter, then come on in. He said, now, honey, go in there in the bedroom. Don't get anything but you, just get your clothes. He said, I just come to get her things. That's all we want. The old lady said, why, Mr. So-and-so, doesn't the Bible speak against divorce and remarriage? See, it's all right to cuss and have a cuss fight and kick the table over and burn the house down. All right for him to kill a couple of fellas. You know? Oh, how one-sided can you get? Are you listening?
Yes.
How one-sided can you get? Yeah, he said the Bible speaks against it. But I don't know that God was ever in this anyway. Neither one of them are Christians. And I'm just not going to have my daughter to live in this kind of a hell and impair and ruin her mentally and her health. She spent 30 days in bed before she could ever get out of bed from this last ordeal. Well, I'm glad some way or another that God has a way of helping folks, even though they did miss it. Later on, the young lady got saved, got baptized with the Holy Ghost. There's another young man that got saved. His wife had run off with some other fella during World War II. So some way or another, they got together. God called him a priest, and they've been in the ministry for years, very successful. God has a way, some way or another, of helping folks, even who missed it. Can you say amen? But the thought I was trying to get over to you, and I thought you might be into some of the other details. You see, they said, amen. How the devil can quote scripture, you know, to try to make things, you know, come out his way. And like I said, I've had people that lie, stole, cussed, did everything, but and would have killed you, I think, if they'd got the chance. Oh, now you're supposed to forgive me. Well, yes, sure I'll forgive you. I'll tell you one thing, though, bless God, I'm going to walk on the other side of the road if I happen to meet you. I mean, who wants to get knocked in the ditch again? Now, if you want to straighten up and live right, praise God, I'll hug your neck. But if you're going to live like the devil, and while you're hugging my neck, stab me in the back, I'm going to quit hugging your neck. Amen?
Yes.
Sure, I'm still going to love you, all right. I'm not going to love your unholy and ungodly deeds. They're not right. I said they're not right. You understand what I'm saying? But we're talking about church folks. We're talking about folks that's living right. We're talking about folks that's going on with God. It's still necessary to forgive one another. Amen. Now why? Well, like I said, some folks' personality is just all wrong. Not mine, of course, theirs. Just rubs you further the wrong way, you know. And of course, people, because we are human, and because we're at various stages of spiritual growth, we'll make mistakes and miss it, so on and so forth. But be ye kind, one toward another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as they forgive you. No, even as God, for Christ's sake. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You see, you mean we can forgive even as God forgives? Yes. Why can we? Because, you see, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. I'm not operating in natural human love. I'm operating in divine love. Now, can't you see that what we call the Lord's Prayer is on legal law grounds? But Ephesians 4:32 is on the grounds of grace. Hallelujah. Grace. Under the law, forgiveness is conditional upon a like spirit in us. Under grace, we forgive for Christ's sake and exhort to forgive because we have been forgiven. Forgive one another even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Well, now let's go back over here to Matthew again now. Matthew chapter 6. I want you to notice something else here in connection with this. Let's back up there just a little bit. He was talking about not to be like the hypocrites, who love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets. Now, Jesus says something very similar. He calls them hypocrites here, but now you look a little further over here in Matthew, the 23rd chapter, in connection with that. 23rd chapter of Matthew, and I want you to notice this particular verse. Matthew chapter 23, verse 14. Notice here that Jesus said, see, he gets a little more plain about it. Now, he just said, be not like the hypocrites. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. I mean, he begins to define who the hypocrites are. Is that love? I believe so. Amen. Woe be unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Now he said about the same thing to the same people in Mark's gospel, the 12th chapter. I want you to notice. The 40th verse. Which devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation. Now notice how Luke put it in Luke the 20th chapter. And in the 47th verse, last verse. Let's start with the 45th and read through the 47th. Then, in the audience of all the people, he said unto his disciples, beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in their long robes and love greetings in the markets and the high seats in the synagogue and the chief rooms at feast, which devour widows' houses. Now here's what I want you to get. And for a show, make long prayers. The same shall receive greater damnation. Or actually the word is judgment. Greater judgment. I want you to notice that word show, for a show, make long prayers. We don't want to do anything for a show. You mean some people when in the area of prayer just doing it for a show? Emphatically, yes. Emphatically, yes. But we don't want to do anything for a show, just to show off. Can you say amen?
Amen.
No, sir. No, sir. We're not doing anything for a show. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do it as unto the Lord. Praise God. Shall we stand? Now we'll pick up with the 7th chapter of Matthew next time. Very interesting just to go through here and see what Jesus said in regard to prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you see, a lot of things that we haven't even realized have to do with our praying and our prayers. Let's just lift our hands and thank God for His Word. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Father, for Your Word. Thank you for the privilege to study the Word of God together. Thank you for the privilege of being a doer of the Word and not just a hearer only. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We praise and reverence and honor and worship and magnify the name of Jesus. Great is Thy name and greatly to be praised. Above every name is the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Lord. Well, as you go, turn and shake hands with 2 or 3 people. Praise the Lord.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, God's Greater Glory, Bring Revival to This Generation. Next is Lynette Hagin's 3-CD series entitled, If I Can, You Can. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Deep Roots in God. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting.
Camp meeting,
oh,
right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Here. It's free.
Yes.
It actually begins on Sunday at 6 p.m. because of the fact that our normal church service starts at 6.
Yes.
But Monday through Friday, it's 10 a.m., 2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. You can go to rhema.org for all the information. But also, I want you to realize it's a family camp.
Yes, it is.
It's a family camp. There's children ministry available for infants through 5th grade at the evening services.
Uh-huh.
And then there is a Summer Blitz youth conference.
Yes.
And it, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., 7:30, it is 6th grade through 12th grade. It is
awesome,
going to be something
awesome time.
Awesome time for everybody.
That's right.
Monday on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.